Hi, friends. If you've ever had a chance to listen to the very first episode of this podcast, we spend some time on that episode talking about what we think is going to happen with this podcast and what we think's coming. And we do some research, just like we always do, and we look into how did the conversation at the dinner table evolve and what was it used for. And one of the things that I specifically mention in that very first episode is how important it is to have trust at the dinner table, especially when you had teenage kids. We had young teenage kids back then. Well, over the last week, we've had a lot of private conversations at our dinner table, several different types of private conversations at our dinner table. And because of that, we're leaving this week private, and we're asking you to keep our family in your thoughts and prayers. And then, as the weeks go by, when we feel comfortable to share, you all know that we love to share all of the things that we're dealing with at the family dinner table.
Oh, I'm going to have a lot to talk about.
You're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot to talk about. And we're grateful to have you, our community, to talk about all kinds of things with. So what are we going to talk about next week that'll be just fun and rolling?
Well, the plan would be for you to discuss that girls' weekend that you just went on when you were going to be going hiking.
That's right. I turned 44. So that's definitely going to be coming up over the next year, I guess. And then we went on my annual Wimberley weekend. And of course, there's food and hiking and all kinds of beautiful adventures that occur during those times.
A lot of unanswered questions about sheep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because that's happening still in the midst of all that's going on. The farm doesn't stop for anyone.
Right. And then finally, our trip to New Orleans, the one that we began planning.
Yeah.
And some of the fantastic suggestions that you guys have made on different social media. Go to our Facebook page and you can see the New Orleans graphic there and all of the fantastic suggestions underneath it. I wanted to kind of talk through some of those and talk about how we plan a trip. And with everything that's going on right now, planning a trip sounds like heaven, really.
Well, what I think that we will find over the next few weeks and months is all of those things that I've been recently talking about as it relates to life and the general perceptions and balances of the challenges, the very deep challenges of life, but also the joy and the adventure of curiosity and going on trips and eating delicious foods and growing animals together and all of the things. Honestly, Joe, I think that I'm really looking forward to what's coming in the new year for us together as a couple, as a family, and here at the dinner table with our guests.
I said it this morning over coffee with your folks. I think I'm about to be a very different person in many ways.
I think this is exactly the point and shift in our life that we all knew was coming.
I'm considering our friends at the dinner table who see a new Dinner Table Talks episode that is around 3 to 4 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Does that put them off or does that make them curious?
No. Our friends that are at the dinner table with us understand exactly what we're trying to say. And on that note, again, I ask for you to keep our family in your prayers this next week. And we look forward to seeing you again at the dinner table.
And we love and appreciate you. Thank you for being here and we'll see you next week.